Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. No, really, I do pray that it is food for you. I hope that it can nourish you spiritually. We need to grow stronger together, brothers and sisters, all of us. There's an introduction for Sunday's readings that from the Magnificat magazine that I would like to share with you. It's on page 143 of Magnificat magazine for July. As God once did with Amos, Jesus today removes the 12 from their worldly occupations and sends them forth two by two. They go as poor men without provisions in order to proclaim to the world that their only real possession is Jesus Christ and that he is enough. God chose them in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish. And we are destined to share in that favor of his will. The repentance that they preach is a grace that comes to us through the church, which abides in union with Christ by her apostolic succession. In the church, we hear the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation. And the first reading for today is from the prophet Amos, chapter 7, verses 12 to 15. Amaziah, priest of Bethel, said to Amos, "Off with you, visionary, flee to the land of Judah. There earn your bread by prophesying, but never again prophesy in Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary and a royal temple." Amos answered Amaziah, "I was no prophet, nor have I belonged to a company of prophets. I was a shepherd and a dresser of sycamores. The Lord took me from following the flock and said to me, 'Go prophesy to my people Israel.'" We never know, do we, what God is going to call us to. We don't know. We get surprises sometimes. Always, always bring your life before God, especially before you go to bed. Well, it might be better in the morning, whichever is better for you. But stop for a few minutes and say, "I belong to you, Lord, and I want to follow you more closely." God hears every word you pray. I know I sound like a broken record, but it's true. And really take that in. So the psalm is Psalm 85. "Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. I will hear what God proclaims, the Lord, for he proclaims peace. Near indeed is his salvation to those who fear him, glory dwelling in our land. Kindness and truth shall meet, justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. The Lord himself will give his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him and prepare the way of his steps." Brothers and sisters, how many times do you turn to God? How many times throughout the day is what I'm doing right now pleasing to you? Might not be pleasing to you personally, but is it pleasing to God? Do you stop throughout the day just for a minute, literally 60 seconds, just to say, "Lord Jesus, I love you. Walk with me, help me, follow me." Oh, we wouldn't say "follow me" to God, but we would say, "Lord, please bless us and help us to draw closer to you." That's what we want. Say that as many times as you want, or something similar, or something that best helps you. Just say it often throughout the day, because we want to see the Lord's kindness, and we want to know eternal life with him. And then we have a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 3 to 14. "Blessed be the Lord and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavens, as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him. In love he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ, in accord with the favor of his will, for the praise of the glory of his grace that he granted us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption by his blood, the forgiveness of transgressions, in accord with the riches of his grace that he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight. He has made known to us the mystery of his will, in accord with his favor that he set forth in him as a plan for the fullness of times, to sum up all things in Christ, in heaven and on earth. In him we were also chosen, destined in accord with the purpose of the one who accomplishes all things according to the intention of his will, so that we might exist for the praise of his glory. Think of that we might exist even now in this life for the praise of his glory. We who first hoped in Christ. In him you also have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and have believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of our inheritance toward redemption as God's possession to the praise of his glory. Someday, think of what awaits us if we follow him. Look at what the scriptures tell us. We're all going to be surprised. I don't have any idea. I can't even find words to describe what it might be like. But I know that God prepares for us a home. I know that. And that he desires, as any father would want, he desires that all his children come safely home to him. Do you know that? Do you know that you're loved that way? God knows your name. He knows everything about you. He's holding grace out to you to change, to ask forgiveness, whatever the case may be. He will give you grace. Ask him, for he loves you. And then we look at the Gospel of Mark. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there till you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. But brothers and sisters, wherever we are, even if it's your first day of turning to the Lord, it doesn't matter. Do it now. Do it now. Ask God to give you a good friend. I've mentioned that before, but good friends are wordless. Good friends are a help that God sends us to bless us and to care for us and to encourage us. And we need good friends. Brothers and sisters, I think that it would be important for each of you. Just ask God, how do you want to use me? How do you want to use me? My goodness, brothers and sisters, somebody told me when I was a child, I was about 7 or 8, and my mother, God bless her soul, she told me that she'd love to have me advertise a program on the radio for her. And I thought, me? And she said, yes, you just have to say two sentences. and this is what you do. And I got up, and I sat there, and they gave me the signals, and I was very young. And I said whatever I was supposed to say. It was something involving our parish, and it was something I was inviting people to. And God gave me grace to do that. And I didn't, it wasn't like I had a script in front of me, but God gave me the grace. I think that's probably where I got my first great love for doing radio. God wants to use you, each of you. He wants to use you. So please, look around, look at yourself, look at what talents you have. It might be very small, as I've said to you before, it might be very big. But brothers and sisters, we need all the graces that God gives us for the whole world, especially right now. We need people who love God. You might get on just to advertise something, but people gradually get to know your voice. Who knows how God will use you? And as I've said to you before, please be open to pray for the sick. Please. There are so many suffering people, either from the coronavirus or from other related circumstances. Many people are suffering a great deal, and they may not know God. Please say to the Lord, Lord, you know their name. Give me two people, and I'll pray for them every day. Might be one decade of the rosary, might be a whole rosary. It might be another prayer, it might be reading from scripture. But pray for the people who are so sick. We've lost so many people in this last year because of the pandemic. And brothers and sisters, there are so many now. People who are without things they need. People who are confused and bewildered by all that's happened, the people that they've lost in their families. Please, let's pray for one another, day in and day out, because God will hear our prayer. You may be surprised. You may actually see before you die the fruit of your prayer, even if 20 years has gone by. God loves you. You may just wait until you see him in heaven and God tells you where your prayer went and who it cared for. We need to pray, brothers and sisters. I know I'm emphasizing this, but I just want to encourage all of us that we might become a people who love him so much and we praise him for his goodness, his kindness, his glory, of which we will all play a part. Think of that. I can't even imagine it. A friend of mine said to me one day, what do you think heaven's life? And I said, I have no idea. I can't imagine it. But trust him, he's there. And we'll meet one day, all of us at last, in heaven. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.